and up Southwest Michigan. Let's get this day started.
8:11 on the Moody Good Morning Show, Thursday, January 25th, 2018. Time for the Wow Factor in the house from St. Joseph today. Put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Tess Carragher. Good morning, Tess.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I am excellent. You know this guy that's got this new wiener wagon thing?
Oh, that part of it? Yeah.
Nosh Village. That's pretty cool.
It is, yeah. So I'm super excited because Nosh Village is, I guess, the newest food truck in Southwest Michigan. But events this weekend, you'll actually be able to catch them there, both at Chili Tour and at the St. Joe Winter Beer Fest. So,
oh, cool. Very good.
New stuff rolling in. It's an exciting weekend, though, Pat, even though it's January. We don't stop, man.
I know. Nonstop. Well, you can read more about Nosh Village at moodyinthemarket.com. But right now, it's time to find out what's going on.
Yeah, so starting today, Thursday, January 25th, you can catch some team trivia over at Sister Lakes Brewing. And Urban Garage Market also has a Bring Your Own Piece, BYOP. So you get to paint your own piece. Have to say it a couple times to figure it out there. But that goes from noon until 3:30 p.m. Tomorrow, Friday, January 26th, Art Garfunkel's at the Mendel Center. SMSO has dueling pianos. Really, that's always a fun one.
That's a wild ride.
Yeah, there's live music featuring James Neary and the Blue Bevy Blue from 9:30 to 11:30 p.m. at the Livery. Blue Moon Vintage Market is also open this weekend. Super excited about that down in Three Oaks. Lazy Ballerina has their TGIF program. North Pier Brewing has their Tap It Happening at 4 p.m. And Purely Michigan also has some Black Dragon Meadery samples. Of course, all this stuff is going on, but our big event at St. Joe today is Chili Tour.
So, ta-da!
Ta-da!
This is like 32 chilies?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Heartburn City.
Holy cow.
So
bring a roll of antacid along for the ride.
Passing those out like candy, yeah. So right in downtown St. Joseph on Friday, January 26th, tomorrow, it's our sixth annual Chili Tour. So that goes from 5 until 8 p.m. Basically, you get to come downtown, travel around, sample chili. We've got some maps in the Welcome Center that will not only be your guide to downtown chili, but they're also your people's choice vote. So there's competition. There's 32 kinds of chili, so that's a great time.
If you go away hungry, it's your own darn fault.
Absolutely. Yeah, and cheap, too. So your maps are $2, and part of that proceeds do go to the Bent Harbor Soup Kitchen, but you'll get to check out a lot of area restaurants and chili.
And chili.
And
more chili.
and more, yeah. So Saturday, January 27th, of course, in downtown St. Joseph, it's the third annual Winter Beer Fest sponsored by the Buck Burgers and Brew.
Will there be beer?
Just a little, Pat. So think about how much chili was there the night before. Yeah. Then we move it over to beer is exactly what happens. So the St. Joe Winter Beer Fest goes from noon until 4 p.m. We have very few tickets left, but we actually do still have a few tickets.
Okay. Well, that's good news for anybody who's been a procrastinator.
Yeah. The weather looks awesome, so you can come out of hiding and buy those tickets now. They're not available online anymore. They're only available in the Welcome Center. So you'll have to come see me. Then I'll give you a ticket.
Well, that's a plus.
Boom. There you go.
That's a plus.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Pat.
Anytime you get to see you, you know.
And so there's also live music, of course, happening at the Livery. The Surratt Nature Center has their Storytelling and Winter Craft from 1 to 2 p.m. And the Curious Kids Museum has their Super Saturday Animals Alive. Finally, rounding out your weekend, on Sunday, January 28th, DeBlon Winery has live music featuring the Backsliders. Lazy Ballerina Winery is hosting their Bridgman Tag and Taste event. Oak Ridge Baptist Church has their movie night. Round Barn Public House has a Sunday Funday Trivia. And Yoga Life has a prenatal yoga class happening as well. So this weekend's busy. Next weekend's busy too, Pat.
I know.
And then we do Ice Fest next weekend.
I know.
So I've actually got Chris here with me from the Fairfield Inn. They are the generous sponsors of Ice Fest, and we wanted to hear a little bit about that awesome new hotel in Stevensville.
All right. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you, Pat?
I'm excellent. Great. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Well, for those who haven't been into the new Fairfield Inn and Suites, why don't you give us a peek behind the curtain?
Sure. We're Stevensville's newest hotel. We're an 87-room property, Marriott property, brand new, sleek design. Very impressed myself walking into work every day.
Absolutely. Well, the rooms are beautiful. The amenities are plenty. And let's talk a little bit about what you do have available for guests and the community at large, for that matter.
Sure. Again, with our 87 rooms, 16 of those are double queen suites. 8 of those are king suites, so we can accommodate up to 6 people per room. We've got a fantastic fitness center. Marriott and Fairfield's new push is towards the momentum seeker. We don't want to interrupt anybody's momentum. We want them to be able to come and work out, have healthy food options, healthy workout options, and not interfere with their basic routine. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of Marriott's answer to the Taj Mahal.
Very cool. Well, you also have meeting facilities for those who want to, host special meetings.
We do. We have a small corporate meeting room, can seat up to 75 people, classroom style. Mm-hmm. And it's been well used already.
Yeah, I know. I was there last week for a meeting. And it's probably not getting a whole lot of use right now because of winter, but you also have an outdoor patio area that's just really cool.
Yeah, we do. It's got the perpetual barbecue pit more of a warming station, I guess. Mm-hmm. And there is a small sunning area outside the pool. Mm-hmm. We call Lake Michigan our outdoor pool in the summertime, but our indoor pool can accommodate up to 50 people.
All right. So lots of amenities, lots of opportunities. Of course, you've got the little shop up front for sundries, in case you came in and forgot your toothbrush or shaving cream or whatever.
Yeah,
and
a couple
some
of
snacks.
Those, are complimentary. And again, in the Fairfield frame of thinking, it is healthy options in the snack bar as well.
Very cool. So, congratulations for stepping up to the window for St. Joe today and being, a major sponsor of the Ice Fest. It's a traditional, huge, huge event here in Michigan's Great Southwest, and you'll hear a whole lot more about that next week. But why don't you give us the quick thumbnail for those that just want to know, when to be and where for downtown.
Absolutely. So the St. Joseph Ice Festival kicks off on Friday, mm-hmm. February 2nd, Groundhog's Day.
Groundhog's Day.
That's an easy way to remember it. So starts on Friday, ends on Sunday. We've got, we'll have beautiful carvings displayed all weekend long. It's also earmarked by some pretty cool events that happen in there. We've got an Ice Wars challenge that happens on Saturday. We've got a magician tour as well on Saturday. If you need a little break from the ice, mm-hmm. one of our highlight events, of course, is on Friday night. We've got the Fire and Ice Tower. Yeah. So if you haven't seen this before, it is a spectacle. Our awesome carvers actually build a tower of ice and
a chimney, basically.
Yeah,
and then stoke it full of all kinds of wood and fire it up.
Exactly. It's ice and fire. And, what else could you want?
Very impressive.
And Saturday, Pat, we are bringing back that fish toss.
Are you?
We are. So if you didn't get a chance to throw a frozen fish at a cornhole board last year, you can do it again.
All right. That's cool.
Yeah.
And Ice Wars as well?
Yep. Ice Wars is happening on Saturday. That is, we've got a couple teams. They're timed. They've got a brick of ice and a chainsaw. I don't know what else could be more exciting.
You don't
want to
get in the middle
capacity.
Between them.
Exactly, yeah. And of course, throughout both Friday and Saturday, you'll see some live carving downtown as well. So really, we hope that you come and you stay for the weekend and that you're downtown for the whole weekend with us.
Yeah, man, absolutely. And if you have guests coming from out of town or you're going to want to pretend that you're a tourist in your own hometown, stay at the Fairfield Inn and Suites.
Please do.
Great opportunity. All right. Well, anything else for the good of the order, Ms. Carriger?
Well, you can always find all of this fun and more at stjoetoday.com. We're also on Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter. Come visit us in the Welcome Center as well. We're at 301 State Street, right in downtown St. Joseph.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
That's
Pat.
The wow factor for this Thursday morning, January 25th, 2018.